This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
We are joined by Yank Faber. Yank is an Israeli journalist. Yank is here to bring us today's Israel report. Yank, very good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run.
Yes, I'm with you.
Yes, hi. Thanks for joining us. And welcome to The Home Run. Yank, okay, so being the Israel report, I'm going to open it up to you. What is it you would like to report to us on the Israel report today?
Well, there's a few interesting things. First of all, that the Orthodox community is putting a lot of pressure on Netanyahu and some other ministers,
right,
to change some things in the draft law so it can go through the Knesset,
right,
because the Orthodox community is very frustrated. There isn't any law now, so all the boys who are learning in the yeshivot, they are basically, you know, they cannot leave Israel. They cannot work. They cannot get any discounts. They cannot get any benefits from the government because they're supposed to join the IDF. So they wanted to make a special law that they can stay in the yeshiva and learn. At the moment, everything is stuck, and they're putting a lot of pressure to get it through. But if it's not going to go through, Israel will go on election in the next few days. The next few months, sorry.
Okay. And, sorry,
now,
carry on.
There's another... Yeah, now listen, there's a big story now in Israel about a girl. She comes from... She was 10, I think, when she was kidnapped, or 11. She comes from the Ethiopian community.
Right.
She was kidnapped. I mean, she disappeared in the city of Tzfat about 2 years ago.
Right.
And nobody knew where she is. They checked all security cameras. Nobody had any clue where she was. She just disappeared. She's been seen one evening, and then that's it. She's gone. And everybody was looking for her all over. Nobody knows anything about it. All Israel was searching for her. And yesterday, some guy, also from the Ethiopian community,
yes,
was arrested in a different city on the other side of Israel, in Be'er Sheva. He was arrested for trying to kidnap a little girl, also from the Ethiopian community. And she managed to escape, and she called the police. She told the parents, they called the police, and they saw the man in the security cameras. They arrested him. First of all, they arrested him, and he said he didn't try to kidnap her, he just wanted to speak to her. Now, the thing is, this guy, that his name hasn't been announced yet, he's a friend of both parents, of both girls, one from the city of Tzfat, the other one from Be'er Sheva. So he knew the family. So he wasn't suspicious for them. So when he came to visit them, he kidnapped the girl in Tzfat. 2 years later, he tried to do the same thing in Be'er Sheva. And now he is arrested, and the police are investigating him about the first girl. Now try to know where she is. He said that he has no connection, but the police doesn't believe him, and they're trying to get out information from him. Where is the first girl that disappeared 2 years ago? It's a big story.
Indeed. Wow. What else is happening right now in Israel itself? You know, from the government's point of view, Prime Minister Netanyahu. Is there anything that in particular you wanted to talk about there, Yank?
Well, the story now is less Netanyahu, more the Sydney attack, because many of the people that were killed in Sydney, they have a family in Israel, and many people that were injured are Israelis, and they blame. I read so many articles, so many interviews today and the day before, that the police in Australia they were afraid. They are hiding behind cars. They waited for snipers, for special forces.
Right.
They were afraid to comfort the terrorist attack, the two terrorists. So civilians, as we know, and it's very big story here, that the guy who actually stopped the killing was a Muslim guy, original from Syria. And he was just walking around in the area that morning, that evening, and he saw the shooter and he jumped on him and he stopped him from killing. He was injured by himself and he's in the hospital now. And he's not Jewish, he's Muslim. And he said, I would do it again. I would save people's life. I don't care if they're Jewish or not Jewish.
Of course.
And the thing is that people collected money for him. And so far, people from all over the world, you know, GoFundMe, $3 million about they collected for him. And he got a call today from the foreign minister of Syria and telling him that he's amazing. And Donald Trump said he's amazing. And so many people spoke about it in the world that he's amazing. And yeah, the people that were in the party on Sunday, they blamed the Australian police that they didn't do the job. And they said, if you remember, on Yom Kippur, there was a terror attack in Manchester. The police of Manchester were brave. They weren't scared. They comforted the terrorists and they killed them. In Australia, they're very bad, the police. And you know something? They didn't even clean up the place since Sunday. Whoa. Only when the Israeli volunteers from Zaka, from the volunteering Zaka organization, went to Australia, they cleaned up the place and collected all the rest of the bodies. The Australian society, the Australian authorities have no idea how to deal such a terror attacks.
Yank, carry on.
Yeah,
sorry.
And one more interesting thing, Naftali Bennett, you know, the former prime minister. The previous prime minister of Israel.
Right.
Iran, people from Iran said that they hacked his cell phone, his mobile phone, and they took out information. Well, not classified information, because he's not stupid to keep on his phone such things, but, you know, private things of his family and things about politics. And they said that they have a lot of information and they're going to publish it one day. But Naftali Bennett announced that he's not worried. There wasn't anything, scary in the phone. But we'll have to see.
Indeed. Yanki, I just want to, if I can put this question to you, just get a general feeling as to, you know, following this Bondi Beach massacre and, you know, what's transpiring in Europe at the moment. What are you getting? What are you sensing on the ground from the Jewish community in Israel right now? What reaction did you get from them?
You know, many Israelis who live in Australia and they were in Sydney, they said that it was a mini 7th of October for them. What the Israelis felt on 7th of October, so they felt now when people are just shooting all over of them. This is what happened in Israel. And you know something, and worse than that, today, just like 2 hours ago, the Belgian government have decided to stop protecting the Jewish communities with special forces.
What?
And they said from the 1st of January, they will stop protecting the Jewish community with special forces, only regular police. And the Jewish community is crazy because they said, well, just now 15 Jews were killed in Australia and this is the time to take away the federal police. No, and I don't know what's going to happen, but they're very, very scared and they're very upset
right.
with the decision of the Belgian government.
Yank, we're going to have to, unless you've got something more to, if you want to add something more to our discussion.
I think I covered the important things.
Indeed. Yank, thank you. It was great to meet you for the first time on air. And Yank, thank you so
You're
much
welcome.
For joining us on today's show. And enjoy the rest of your day. Yank Farber, who's an Israeli journalist, bringing us today's Israel Report. Time check, it's just about going 6 minutes to 6. If you've just joined us, welcome to the remaining 6 minutes of today's Home Run. I'm Michael McKenna, standing in for Simon Anstey.
This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.